You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore. After a 20-year-plus effort, a San Luis Obispo landmark is open to the public. The Octagon Barn, just south of city limits, is now a community center. Built in 1906, the unique eight-sided building was a key location in the early years of the county's dairy industry. After almost a century, the Octagon Barn was falling down.
The Hayashi family owns it. Back in 97, since it was falling down, they were getting really worried about it being a hazard for anybody.
Kayla Detman is the executive director of the Land Conservancy of San Luis Obispo. That's a nonprofit managing the Octagon Barn complex in a public-private agreement with other local entities. She says when the Hayashi family checked in with city staff about tearing down the building, staff advised them to talk to the Land Conservancy first.
And so the Hayashis approached us, and we said, oh yeah, absolutely, we would love to help save that historic structure.
Detman says besides state grants, the Land Conservancy received private grants from area foundations to pay for the $7.2 million project.
County Parks, they really built the parking lot and the turn lane. You know, those are things that were a big capital improvement that, in exchange for doing that, will manage the site going forward to be the staging area for the Bob Jones Trail.
The facility is comprised of a newly built building, along with major renovations in another building and the barn. The new shed, as the Land Conservancy staff call it, has public restrooms, a green room where performers can store their gear and prepare. It has an expansive room with barn doors on both sides that open onto patios, and a room where a caterer could set up and serve events at the center. There's also what's termed the Milking Parlor, a completely renovated building that can accommodate up to 100 people for lectures, meetings, or films. The hall-type building has a full AV setup with projector, drop-down screen, and audio system, along with a kitchen.
We could technically do 300 events a year here. We're definitely not going to reach that capacity anytime soon. We want to make sure we're focusing on keeping the facility nice. You know, a lot of events can be kind of hard on it. Finding that balance of doing really good, high-quality community events and then some commercial events some private events to help pay the bills.
Two Land Conservancy staff members will manage rentals and operations at the new center. The center will also serve as a community venue and eventually as a staging area for the planned extension of the Bob Jones Trail. As it is, people can meet there, use the restroom or get a drink of water, and set out on bicycle rides or runs.
Our plan is that in 2020, the barn will be open, the grounds will be open for people dawn to dusk, really, and then we'll have docent tours at specific times during the week.
Now that the barn has been restored and the two new buildings built on the two-acre parcel, the organization threw a party on Saturday.
Over 1,000 people given, you know, everything from $5 to $1,000 to help make this happen, and we're just so grateful to everyone.
More information can be found at octagonbarn.org. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.